students at UC's Blue Ash campus have an odd request. They want your old toothbrush. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tiana Weingartner with more on this unusual recycling program. Suzanne York is holding a 10-pound bag of consumer dental products that would normally wind up in the trash.
This is just from the past couple weeks.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
Worn-out toothbrushes, used toothpaste tubes, empty floss containers.
Wow.
The dental hygiene student is behind an effort to repurpose these hard-to-recycle items.
One thing I noticed right away is in order to keep things clean and safe, there's a lot of waste. So every patient that comes in, you know, we have brand new barriers and brand new items. And so there's a lot of waste naturally in dentistry. And so I thought, well, what would be some way that we could mitigate that waste? And I thought through collecting home care dental items and then recycling those.
York and her classmates send the used items to a company called TerraCycle, which turns them into benches, picnic tables, and even playgrounds. The company pays around $2 per pound, and the students aim to raise at least $100. That's enough to pay for 10 free x-rays for patients at UC Blue Ash's low-cost dental hygiene clinic.
To me, it's such a no-brainer. All of these items were going to be pitched anyway, and so we are basically taking essentially nothing and creating something out of it. So 10 patients next year are going to have free x-rays that wouldn't have been able to have them otherwise. And that to me feels like a real positive outcome from collecting this waste.
The Blue Ash Clinic is the largest of its kind in Ohio. Students are required to recruit a certain number of patients, but others are referred there if they have trouble affording care. York says it's a misconception to think a few old toothbrushes won't amount to much.
Every single person bringing in their old toothbrush or their old empty toothpaste tube or floss container really generates quite a lot of waste and quite a lot of opportunity for revenue that we can put into access to patient care.
The program has already sent in more than 8,200 items. Donations come in from students, faculty, staff, even patients. They've gotten so many, TerraCycle sent them a bigger collection box.
First of all, I have quite a number of implements like toothbrushes that have been used, empty toothpaste containers.
June Sheetsley walks into the clinic carrying three bags of toothbrushes, packaging, and empty tubes.
I have a real thing with recycling, and I'm really kind of OCD, I guess, with recycling. And so they've just kind of been accumulating, you know, and I keep thinking, I'll find a place. So I was really delighted the last time I was here on campus to see the recycling display out here.
Now, I know you said you're kind of an avid recycler, but what would you say to someone who is maybe, you know, just hearing about the program, but they kind of go, that seems a little icky, like someone's toothbrush. I don't know. You know, it seems like a icky thing to recycle. What do you say?
Well, my toothbrushes aren't icky.
You know, somebody might think, oh, that's kind of like hazardous waste.
If you're using it with Clorox to scream, you know, and then it sanitizes it, but unless you're scrubbing the ground in the bathroom with some kind of ridiculous, you know, with a cleanser, and then it's getting sanitized anyway. I just don't think of oral hygiene as being icky.
You can learn more about the dental waste recycling program, including how to donate your items, at WVXU.org. Tiana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.